This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1865. What are your fortes? How to self-deprecate in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
When you have a glaring weakness, you have to call it out and make fun of yourself a little in order to avoid an awkward conversation and build the relationship. Find out how to do it in English today.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey, Michelle, what's going on? How you feeling?
Hey, Lindsay, I'm good. Have you done any cooking recently?
Oh my gosh. Oh, you should ask, right? Jeez, I'm really not much of a cook. I'm not the cook in my household. I would like to learn to cook, but I just can't quite get it together.
Yeah. So would you say it's not your forte?
It's not my forte. It's absolutely not my forte. What about you? Is cooking your forte, would you say?
I feel like no, it's not. is the short answer. The longer answer is I feel like if I put a little bit of effort or if I tried, you know, a little harder, or if I had a little more time, who knows, maybe I would be better at it. But in my current lifestyle, the way I do it now, it's not my forte.
Well, we have heard your avocado slashing story,
right,
Michelle. We all know, all listeners of All Ears English know. And I was just at a party over the weekend and someone was mentioning that, you know, they were saying that a lot of people have these stories where they accidentally cut their hand when they're slashing an avocado. They're trying, you know, people.
Somebody was just talking about that.
Yes, you're not the only one, Michelle.
That's so funny.
So, you know, it's the knife skills, right? It's the knife skills that it feels foundational, and I don't even have the knife skills. So it's certainly not my forte either.
Yeah, if I could have somebody like cut up all the stuff and just like, you know, put everything out there, you know, that would make things easier for sure. But I don't think you really get that unless you're like a professional chef.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean, I like watching the cooking channel during the health crisis. I was doing a lot of that, watching the cooking channel, learning the vocabulary for cooking.
Okay.
Right. But not quite doing the cooking myself. So we need to take the next step here.
I know. You know, we should do like a video where we try and cook something.
Oh, boy.
That would be pretty funny.
That would just turn into a comedy really quick.
Yeah, exactly. So, Lindsay, I recently used that expression, that's not my forte, in my daily life, and I realized how fun it is.
Yeah, it is fun.
It's kind of fun. It's like a little bit humorous. Mm-hmm. It's just like a good way to kind of, you know, a little to self-deprecating. It means, you know, it's something I'm not very good at. It's not a strong area for me. I'm not sure if it comes from like in music, in French, I think fort is strong, right?
Right. And in Spanish, fuerte, right? Strong in Spanish. So, yeah, I think it comes from Romance languages, probably.
Exactly. Right?
Which would make sense for music. If
music,
you know,
for music, it's like you're loud when it's forte. So, or strong. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm guessing, you know, I wonder if this expression is in other languages, other romance languages.
Yeah, this is interesting. And, you know, we've done a few episodes before where we talked about how French sometimes, or other languages like Italian, we did one on Italian and one on French, how those languages come into English, right?
Right. Yes.
And this is kind of one of those a little bit, but we don't necessarily write this word with an accent on the E, right? Because normally...
I don't think we would.
No, I don't think we do. Normally... Mm-hmm. If we're bringing like a French word or a Spanish word or something more French, I guess, into English, we'd say an A at the end would have that accent. But we don't do that with this word. How do you spell this word, Michelle?
F-O-R-T-E, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Maybe. Are you sure that we don't do an accent? I doubt it.
I don't write an accent on it.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I do wonder if this expression would be used similarly in another language. But Lindsay, you were saying that you think you used to use this expression a lot.
Yeah, I don't know why. You know, I think things just personally, for our own personal language culture, things go in and out of style ourselves. Maybe I used to hear my dad use it a lot, so I would use it, you know, but I agree, like this expression, oh, it's not my forte, right? Mm-hmm. It's a very common chunk. So if our listeners can just come away with that chunk today, it'll add a lot of value to their language skills.
Absolutely. So yeah. Do you think it's formal, informal? What about business? Can you use it there? What are your thoughts about usage
I think,
of this word?
Again, like the other one that we did last week, I think it's good in any context, this one. Mm-hmm. I think we could definitely use it in business. Self-deprecating, that's the key. This is a little bit self-deprecating. But it's not like you're saying, oh, it's my weakness, right? But you kind of are. You're saying, that's not exactly my forte. I can do other things better. So this would be applicable in business, sure. If you want to just kind of joke around a little bit, make fun of yourself, right?
Right. Exactly. I think that's the key, is like joking around a little bit. Like I wouldn't say this on a job interview necessarily.
Yeah, I would, because you know, on a job interview, you're trying to put your best foot forward, right? And that's a good expression too, put your best foot forward. You don't necessarily want to talk about all the things you don't do so well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I think you would try and stay away from that. But could you say something is your forte? Do you ever hear it used like that, saying something is my strong point?
You know what? Not really.
Yeah.
I would say instead, I'd say, oh, this is really a strength for me. Mm-hmm. You know, I can take over this task, or I'm good at this. But I don't know if I would say it's my forte in the positive sense. Would you?
Right. Yeah. No, I agree. I mean, I feel like I could hear it. Somebody being like, oh, that's really my forte, so let me help you with it. You know, something like that.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's most frequently used like that's not my forte. Right.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's the chunk we want you guys to come away with. Right? It's not my forte, or it's not exactly my forte. And actually, another episode idea, Michelle, putting exactly in there.
Oh,
okay. That's a good one. I think our listeners would love that.
Okay, I'm going to write it down right now so I don't forget. Yes, that would be a good one, Lindsay. So, very good. So let's give some examples. So we've been talking about cooking. This one is for me.
Okay, give it to us.
Giving directions is not my forte. I have no idea where I'm going.
Now, would you say this to someone that you're giving directions to, or when would you say this? Just in general?
Good question. It could come up naturally in a conversation, right? Somebody's telling a story about how they were going somewhere and they had to give direction, you know, and I could say, oh, well, I couldn't do that. Giving directions is not my forte. Or, yeah, if somebody asks me how to get somewhere and I'm trying to draw it out and I'm trying, you know, I would just say like, oh, I can't really do this. Giving directions is not my forte.
Not my forte. Go ask someone else. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm always just like use your cell phone.
Yeah, many times I've had someone approach me in New York, Boston, wherever, asking me for directions, and I want to help, and then I usually don't know where to go, I'll do my best, or I'll say, I think it's that way, take a left. And then I'll watch them wander away. I was like, oh no.
Looking for somebody else.
Or not that, but they're going in the direction I led them to, but I'm not sure if it's right. And then I feel this immense sense of like, oh gosh.
What adventure are you sending them on?
Exactly.
Oh my gosh. I know. Do you ever have that feeling though, where you do know and you are confident and then you're very proud?
Feels good, especially in New York, right?
Yeah, it feels so good. You're like, well, I am just the smartest person in the world.
You're like, this is my city, gosh darn it. It's my city. That's I'm going to tell you how to get to the Upper West Side, step by step, block by block. Or that another example could be math is not my forte.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
But, you know, that makes me think, like, sometimes, you know, what becomes our forte and why, right? Like, directions that we're pushed into. Like, for example, my brother, he's an engineer. He's an electrical engineer. So math is his forte. For me, I'm a language person. And I think part of that is because my brother was pushed in the direction of math and science. And I was more encouraged in the direction of verbal. And I don't think that was, like, a plan on the part of my parents. But society, culture, gender, it's all in there. So like how the things become our forte. I wonder about that sometimes.
That is interesting. Yeah. Like if I had grown up in a different like situation, like would I have had a different career? Yeah. Would I have had a different strength? Maybe I would have been excellent at giving directions or getting directions.
Well, like how did you become a performer? Like, you know, music, the stage, how did that become a forte for you? Why? Like, was someone in your family a performer or what?
Well, not my parents, but I was encouraged to do, you know, singing and dance, you know, things like that. But I think probably I chose that because I just liked it. I would say that my brother really encouraged me. I mean, well, kind of like influenced me because my brother can play piano by ear.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Wow.
I'm so jealous of that. But he and so we would kind of sing together. Like he would play the piano and I would sing and he took piano lessons and I wanted to take piano lessons. So I think a lot of it like was following after him for music stuff and performing.
But I see.
Then like we're not in similar. Well, I mean, he's in law.
Okay.
So in a way, like words, like
yeah.
You know.
Interesting. Yeah, it's interesting to think about that. What becomes a forte and what becomes just not something we do, right? And how that happens. Is it siblings, parents, teachers, life, culture? You know, it's interesting.
Right. So, Lindsay, I thought that we could play a game.
Oh, a game, Michelle. All right, let's do it. What's the game?
Well, I thought we could go through some things, some areas, and we could admit whether or not these are our fortes or not.
What happens if none of these are our forte?
Well, some of them, it might be kind of obvious, like for what is, you know, or is not. But but Lindsay, first of all, so I'm guessing you were talking about direction. So is that not your forte? Are you good at following? Are you directionally not so weird?
Disinclined. I don't know what the word is. Directionally challenged. Yes, I'm totally challenged. I don't. Like, you know, if we go to a city, let's say we go away for a weekend, we drop our bags in the hotel, we go out around the corner for a drink in the restaurant, I will not be able to find the way back to the hotel.
Yeah,
I don't know how people know. Like, how do you, you know, I would need a map. I would need to write it down. I just don't know how people remember. Okay, I turn left here, right here, right here, straight here. No, it's not my forte, Michelle. What about you?
I just don't pay attention. Like, what was amazing to me is... And Dan is the same way, maybe even worse.
Oh, no. Oh, you guys must be a mess.
I mean, I've never seen anything like it. Like, he, like, literally, I mean, he has to use the GPS to get, like his, like parents and his sister live, like, 10 minutes away from each other. And he literally still has to use the GPS. I mean, it's, like, it's amazing. But what was amazing to me is when I started learning to drive, you know, when I was 15, 16, and I realized I had never paid any attention, like not a bit of attention. I mean, I didn't know how to get to the mall. It's one road. Like how, like when I started learning where things were, I'd be like, my God, how did I not ever know how to get to this place? Like, I'm just like in a la la land.
Well, it's a good point, Michelle. When you are in charge of wayfinding, right? That's another great word for today for the app. Wayfinding, when you are the one maybe driving or you're the one navigating, whatever, you will learn it a lot faster. So if there's someone else in your group, your partner, someone in the group who's really the navigator, you probably won't know where to go. But if you're the I will say that when I'm by myself, I'm better. I'm still not good, but I'm a little better at it because I'm paying more attention. I'm more alert. I know like, oh, geez, I'm going to be lost somewhere in a corner if I don't pay attention to where I'm going. So
although it's interesting, I have to give Dan some credit. When we are traveling, he all of a sudden becomes some sort of expert
in
a new city. It's so bizarre. And but the problem is then you kind of adapt to your role. And so because I know that he'll usually just like start being the one to like pay attention, he'll be all proud of it and knowing where he's going. And so then I just like don't pay attention. So I'm just like following him like a lost puppy. Like I really should take some more initiative.
Yeah. So no, but you're right. When there's one person that's doing it, it's kind of human nature. Like one person leads and the other follows in certain situations. Right. That's normal. That's kind of human nature. Yeah.
Exactly. All right, let's go through some of these, like, just quickly. Say forte or not forte.
Okay, yes. All right, Michelle.
Quick story. All right, okay. Well, we talked about cooking. What about baking?
Baking, no, not forte. What about you, Michelle?
Not forte.
Okay, computer skills, not forte. Oh, my gosh. I don't know. And even tech, even though we have an like education technology company here, right? All Ears English. But tech skills, not forte. Not at all. They are not forte. No. music. Not my forte. So, how about you?
I would say if I have to pick something that's my forte, I'll choose that.
It is. Yeah.
But I have a lot of weak points in it. It's only
I would say for you also, it's not just so it's the ability to make music and it's also music knowledge, which I know you have when songs are sung by certain singers, right? You have the cultural music knowledge. That's part of music, right?
Yeah, sure. Thank you.
Yeah, because I don't have that as much. Like, I don't know. Like, you could play someone. I'd be like, it's the Beatles. What? I don't know. You know?
I have a lot to learn, though. Okay. Lindsay, what about? Well, I have to give you one. Like, you know, outdoorsy things. Outdoor sports.
My outdoor intelligence. No.
Yeah, just outdoor. Being outside.
Yeah, but not any kind of rescue intelligence. If I'm ever like lost on a mountain, I will not survive. I can tell you that. But nutrition knowledge, I would say that's so nerdy. But yeah, that is one area that I do kind of nerd out on that. I do study that a little bit. I'll read every article about what's the best diet, not to diet, but to understand what's healthy. Like what is good food that I can put in my body? So that is probably a forte of mine. I find it interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. I find it interesting too. And recently I've learned more.
I bet.
It's crazy. I mean, it's so interesting. Sometimes I'm like, could I have been a nutritionist or a dietitian in another lifetime?
Right.
Another life.
And when you really look closely, as you're doing now, you realize that there are certain myths, like certain things that people have said, like doctors and people have said, oh, this is healthy, but it may not be as healthy as we think it is. Right.
So very, very interesting. So, Lindsay, wow, we are.
Wow. Yeah, we're out of time, Michelle.
Yeah, we are out of time. So I think we've gone through it. Pretty much. I mean, should we end it here?
I think let's end it here. This is good, guys. I mean, the takeaway for today is that it's really good if you have some tools in your back pocket to be self-deprecating, right? It's not exactly my forte is the phrase we want you to remember today, right? And that's self-deprecating. That's honest. That's vulnerable. And that's funny and fun, right? If you are a disaster in the kitchen and your date invites you over to cook together, you have to say something to make fun of yourself. Otherwise, it's going to be awkward if you can't make fun of yourself. Would you agree with that, Michelle?
Yes, I think we absolutely have to let loose, make fun of ourselves and just be okay with that. We don't have to be good at everything.
Absolutely. And it's okay to relax into that. To be honest, I'm not good at most things. But you know, all we have to do to succeed in life is find one or two things we're good at and just do those things. And that's totally okay. And everything else we can learn. We can enjoy learning, right? Good stuff.
Absolutely. I love it.
Okay.
Well, this was fun, Lindsay. Thanks for playing the game with me.
Sounds good, Michelle. I'll see you in the next one. Take care.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.